live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Start this over again. Well, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll get my mouth in gear here in a minute. Glad to have you with me. A couple of rules of engagement for the program. And if you don't follow the rules of engagement, we kick you off the list. You can't be a goober. So you got to follow the rules. I'm a benevolent dictator. Maybe not so benevolent, but I am a dictator. Anyway, if you want to send me a message, you want to ask me something, you want to tell me something, it's real easy to do. On your message app. Everybody's got a message app, right? Because nobody makes phone calls anymore. When was the last time I don't know. First of all, I don't answer phone calls if I don't know who they're from. And then sometimes I don't answer phone calls if I do know who they're from. But rarely do I have to go look on my phone. Rarely do I use my phone for phone calls. Isn't that bizarre? I just don't. But, you know, text messages. Even between, my wife and I have been known to text each other while we're at home. She might be up in one of the bedrooms doing something, and I might be down in the office. And so rather than yell at me, you know, which I probably couldn't hear anyway because I'm about half deaf, she'll just send me a text message. And I always laugh because I think, wow, this really is the way we work now. Everything's by text message. So if you want to send me a text message, I won't make fun of you. In fact, I love text messages. So on your message app, the number is 33103. Got it? Come on, write this down. You should just put it in your contacts. 33, I'm not going to give you my cell phone number. This is the equivalent of having my cell phone. You know why? Because you can text me anytime, day or night, whenever you're listening live or repeat or a podcast, you can send me a text message anytime. And I promise you this. Other than when I'm on vacation, I read every single text message. And then even when I come back from vacation, like I did this past Thursday, I scroll through and look through the text messages just to see if there are any like death threats, you know, because I'm always worried about death threats. So anyway, the number's 33103. Just start the text with one of two words, Mike and or Michael. And then just, you can tell me anything or you can ask me anything. So let's get started. Let's get started by going back in time. You know how I often refer to the homeless industrial complex or the climate change industrial complex. Well, there are all sorts of complexes, industrial complexes, that we now deal with. And in the broad scheme of things, if you and I, as conservatives / libertarians / Republicans, whatever label you want to put on us, if we are right of center on the political spectrum, and we believe in smaller government, and we actually believe in the Constitution, and we actually believe that the words mean what they say, then you know, as well as I do, that the reason the left, and even people like Dick Cheney, which I am going to address Dick Cheney later in the program, because he's pissed me off again. You have to recognize that one of the reasons that everybody so despises Donald Trump is he is a disruptor. And I find that fascinating because we often think of disruptors as people that we admire, that we idolize to some degree, Because a disruptor, you know, Steve Jobs was a disruptor, making fun of iPhones and text messages. That go back even before the iPhone. Think about the iPod. Doesn't that seem like ancient history to talk about an iPod? But have you ever thought about how revolutionary an iPod was? I mean, I'm old enough to remember when, you know, oh man, 8-track tape, oh, it was pretty good. And then cassette tapes. And then came along CDs. Oh man, we're moving cool. And then the iPod. And we put thousands of songs on an iPod. I don't know how many songs I actually have downloaded on my phone, because I have my own personal library. Plus I have, I subscribe to Apple Music. So I have access to millions of songs on my iPhone. Steve Jobs was a disruptor. And we admire that, because disruptors tend to push us forward. They progress, and I don't mean in a political sense. We progress technologically, we progress socially, we progress economically. Henry Ford was a disruptor. Think about what Henry Ford did. We are as reliant on our automobiles now as we are on the stupid iPhones or the smartphones. Well, I think that Trump is a political disruptor. And he is a political disruptor because he recognizes, you know, let me back up. Keep in mind that Trump's a disruptor. One of the things that was shocking, I mean shocking to me, the first week that I showed up in Washington, D.C., back with the inauguration of George W. Bush in January of 2001, I was overwhelmed. Truly overwhelmed, because there is, you know, when I showed up in my office, now I hadn't been sworn in yet, so I officially couldn't do anything, but people knew that I was going to be, you know, the go-to guy now. So the bureaucrats, the civil servants would come to me, okay, well, you know, we got to make a decision about this, and we know that you officially can't do it, but if you'll tell us what you want to get done, then we'll go do that. And it was like drinking from, you know, the stereotypical phrase, drinking from a fire hose. But it wasn't just drinking from a fire hose that was overwhelming. It was overwhelming to me to recognize that there was this vast bureaucracy, which I knew existed. But until you get thrown into the middle of it, it's like, let me make a graphic comparison. We all know that we have a large and small intestine, but we don't really think about how it works. Except when it's actually working and we have to go eliminate. Well, it's like getting thrown into your small intestine and you start working your way until you pop out the other end and you realize, holy cow, what was that? That's the federal bureaucracy. A giant intestine. And it's full of what you would expect an intestine to be full of. And so I was overwhelmed. It was like, holy crap, no pun intended there. Holy crap, there is all of this stuff that I came in here thinking, literally thinking. You can call me naive, but I was there for my little part of the world, and we were gung-ho. We were going to change things. We were going to disrupt things. We were going to change the way the government did business. We were going to do all of this stuff, and I suddenly realized that, well, you know what? If we want to accomplish 20 things, we might want to pare that down to 10 things, or maybe even 6 things. So you might be able to get, not quite half of what you wanted to get done because of the permanent bureaucracy. Trump recognizes that. And Trump recognizes that if he's truly going to change Washington, he can appoint every person that thinks like me to every single cabinet position, sub-cabinet position, all of the some 3,000 appointees that a president can make, and it won't make a difference. Oh, it will on the margins. There'll be little things changed here or there, little policy changes this or that, but to truly change the federal government in the way that we want it to change, to get it back to kind of this, you know, legislative branch of enumerated and limited powers, an executive branch that is not all-powerful and all-seeing, then you're going to have to literally change the way people are hired and fired. You're going to have to change a culture. And for any of you who have ever worked for, well, it doesn't make any difference, small or large corporation, doesn't make any difference, you know that every business has its own culture. And to change that culture is like pushing a noodle uphill. It can be done, but it's difficult. So what industrial complex am I thinking about? Am I going to talk about? Well, stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. Follow me on X. The something industrial complex next.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Did you survive my description of what working in the bowels of the federal government was like? Did you survive? See, you can now tell your friends, hey, you ought to listen to this Michael Brown. He gave a vivid description of what it's like to work at the highest levels of the federal government. Oh, really? You did? What's it like? It's like poop going through your bowels. Oh, yeah. See? Don't forget, on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. That will give you all 5 days of the weekday program that airs 6 to 10 Mountain Time on 630 KHOW out of Denver, where I'm sitting right now. And it'll also give you the weekend program. The great news about subscribing to my podcast, it gives you 23 hours of me. Yeah, 23. It's like 23 and me. 23 and Michael Brown. So Eisenhower, former President Eisenhower, I know none of you remember him. I don't really remember him either. Warned this. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. In fact, he said it this way.
A vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
That is so brilliant. So brilliant of a statement. And yes, it's all true. I mean, every single thing that he said right there is so freaking true. We need a military arms complex. We need it. Because we can't depend on those who make, say, tractors, or in his vernacular, they can't immediately turn plowshares into swords. So we need somebody that's going to make swords. Because in the modern world, you know, post-World War II, post-Korea, the world is a dangerous place. And to maintain this American order that we have that keeps everything kind of at bay, except when you have a weak president or a weak nation or a weak economy, that is what maintains the peace throughout the world. But the potential for disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. That cautionary message also applies to the climate industrial complex. Because there you have, just like, you know, today I could do the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I could choose almost any sort of economic vertical and do essentially the same story I'm doing right now. So what is the climate industrial complex? It's a combination of government power, scientific research with air quotes around the word scientific, and corporate interests. So where you have a combination of government power, scientific research, and corporate interest, that can skew public perception and policy towards fear-mongering. And they also, that combination, then has enormous economic gains rather than what you would consider, or at least I would consider, to be genuine environmental stewardship. You don't hear this much anymore. The people used to say, if you were a Republican, you did not care about the environment. And I always found that fascinating. As someone who grew up hunting and fishing and, you know, loves the outdoors, loves the wilderness areas and the beautiful mountains of the Rocky Mountains or the San Juan Mountains or the Sangre de Cristos, someone who loves watching pheasants fly up out of a wheat field when you're just walking through and the pheasants flush up. Oh my God. This is a wonderful world. It's truly a wonderful world. But I'm also a realist, and I'm more than willing to make certain trade-offs to have a modern society where the environment is going to be not perfect. Because the only way for the environment to be perfect in the minds of many environmentalists is just for the elimination of mankind. And I guess, call me a radical, but I'm not for the elimination of mankind. I believe that God put us on this planet for a reason, and we should advance. And quite frankly, I believe that the more that we advance technologically, economically, the better we are at solving environmental problems. But the climate industrial complex is what I'm referring to as a coalition of green tech companies, environmental non-government organizations, a absolute compliant dominant media, and certain political entities that do what? Create alarmism all the time so they can drive support for their agendas. That's the kind of thing that Donald Trump wants to disrupt. But let's think about how they're creating alarmism. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Why the alarmism?
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit PSA2.org for dates and times. That's PSA2.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you like what you hear on the weekend program, on your iHeart app, on your computer, however you happen to listen to radio or these programs, you can also listen weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on the iHeart app on 630 KHOW out of Denver. Yeah, and, of course, you can listen on the weekends, too, on Freedom 93.7 out of Denver. But if you'd like to hear the weekday program, come over and join us Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. We have fun there too. And then I had a text message that said, Mike, I really hope you can be happy today. I'm happy every day. Sometimes I'm pretty pissed off about stuff, but kind of look around you. There's a lot of stuff to, you know, to really be happy about, but there's a lot of stuff to be worried about too. So let's go back to the climate industrial complex. And like I said, when you think about what it is, the coalition of all the green tech companies that do what? Think about just what each component does. So the green technology companies. Now, I don't want to make a blanket or a generalization here, because some green technology companies actually do end up producing a commercially viable product. But the majority of green tech companies simply get buku dollars from federal grants to pursue some pipe dream that never is commercialized, never comes to fruition, just remains some idea, and the people in the company pay themselves big fat ass salaries, and they end up spending all the government, you know, subsidy that they got, the grant money they got, and then they file bankruptcy. Remember Solyndra, the solar panel company? Billions of dollars, bankrupt. So the green tech companies, they live off the taxpayers because those federal grants come from the income taxes that you pay. Whether you pay through a good or a service that you buy from a company where you're paying the corporate tax, or you pay your own personal income taxes. And then you have the environmental non-government organizations. Those are the advocacy groups. So all the NGOs that you can think of that go out and lobby Congress to implement laws, you know, environmental laws, environmental restrictions, mandates about EVs, whatever it might be that they're advocating, the list is just endless. Well, they too end up getting federal grants. Now think about that. So the environmental NGOs get money from the federal government, which is money from you, so they can then turn around and lobby the federal government that just gave them money to go do that. And the people in those NGOs also pay themselves big fat-ass salaries, too. Do you get the idea that this is just a giant money laundering? That's what the federal government is? Well, yes, that's why in this case, it's the environmental, the climate. It's the climate crisis industrial complex. And then you have those entities, the political entities, that drive alarmist narratives to drive public support for their agendas. You know, there are either giant organizations. You know, I'll give you an example. And this is an example that every one of you can go recognize. And you can go watch it yourself. While I was on vacation over the Labor Day weekend, I tried to stay away from a lot of online stuff because I was just, you know, busy reading and enjoying time away. But I did tune in to, because of where we live, it's kind of hard to get any sort of really good TV service. So I was, I watched the network news. And the way I watch the network news is I'll turn on one and then see what their lead story is and quickly turn on to the next two to see what they're doing, because usually they're all the same. And what I noticed was there's now a trend that, for example, Phoenix has been going through a heat wave. I know, shocking, right? That in late August, early September, Phoenix is having 100-degree days. Huh, shazam, who could have seen that coming? But that was the lead story. Or, by the way, hurricane season. Well, wait a minute. I thought we were going to have the most disastrous hurricane season since, you know, Katrina. And I'm looking around, it's like, what happened to that? See, it's not just what they do talk about, which is a heat wave in Phoenix in August and September. Holy crap, Batman, who saw that one coming? But what they don't talk about, what they omit, and that is, oh, we had all of this alarmism at the beginning of hurricane season, back when they started doing the predictions back in April and May about how bad this hurricane season was going to be. Oh, my gosh, there would be billions of dollars in losses. It was just going to be horrible. Now, hurricane season is not quite over yet, so we could still have a really big, disastrous hurricane. But nobody's talking about, for the past several months, nothing. So it's commission and omission. And they're driving that fear from all of the people who just turn on the TV and just let the osmosis feed their brains. There was an article in the Financial Times, as an example. I know, most of you probably don't read the Financial Times, and I would tell you, don't waste your money and don't waste your time. I do it because it's part of my business. But they had an article about how California is going to try to seize profits from big oil companies. The Attorney General, Rob Bonta, in California, is accusing the oil companies of misleading you and me as consumers of oil about the climate impacts of fossil fuel products. Really? I mean, I understand that when I turn on the, if I'm driving my BMW M Sport in its super duper sport mode, driving mode, I'm burning a lot of hydrocarbons and I'm putting a lot of emissions into the air. Do I need a warning label now when I put gas in the car? Hey, consumption of gasoline by your automobile may create emissions and may create some smog somewhere. No, I don't need that. But that's pretty much the argument. It's like smoking. You know, they sue the tobacco companies, and you can argue about whether or not those lawsuits were legitimate. But the purpose of that was to get money from the tobacco companies, so the tobacco companies could pay all of these NGOs and pay the federal government, and then they could go out and campaign against smoking, and all the tobacco companies did was just, well, let's just sell more cigarettes elsewhere, or let's convert to vaping products. Oh, you got the warning label on the pack of cigarettes. Think about a lawsuit trying to force the oil and gas companies to pay up because they failed to warn you and me about what their products do to the environment. Jiminy Christmas, I don't need that. The headline was, California looks to seize profits from big oil in climate change lawsuit. Consumer protection and advertising laws are used to pursue this civil suit. Go back to Eisenhower for a moment. When Eisenhower talked about the dangers of a symbiotic, which is what this is, a symbiotic relationship between the military and the industrial sectors that supply the military, where it was driven by profit and power. Well, the same thing is happening here. The climate industrial complex, this money laundering, it's fueled by the pursuit of financial gain and government control. They want to force you out of your internal combustion engine car. They want to force you out of your diesel combustion, 18-wheeler. They want to force you into an electric vehicle, which I find fascinating because the electric vehicle needs electricity, which, you need in many instances. If you want to be efficient, you need natural gas or coal or nuclear to, produce electricity. But, we won't talk about that. These green tech companies, they're going to profit immensely from a forced, a mandated transition to renewable energy sources. Because they get all these huge subsidies, and they get all this favorable legislation, all paid for by you and me. Stop it for just a moment. I don't know why, but when I said paid for by you and me, in my little pea-picking brain, it hit me that, Michael, mention illegal alien, illegal immigration here, too, because you're also paying for that. Everything that you see on the news, you're paying for. They're trying to tax you to death. And then this economic incentive that exists between the climate activists, all the congregants in the Church of Climate Activism, and then the green tech companies and the NGOs, why? What does all that lead to? It leads to the exaggeration of climate risks, so they can maintain a market for the green technologies, which are not relying on investors always, more like they're relying on taxpayer money. to the extent that federal energy subsidies and incentives in fiscal year ending 2022, some $15 billion for renewables, yeah, that's where your money's going. So is it as bad as they want us to believe? Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. And while you're at it, go over on X, formerly Twitter, and give me a follow right now, at Michael Brown USA. Eastern Antarctica's ice growth next.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Way.
Hey, welcome back to Visiting with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. If you, I had a text message that says, you know, I love your program, but I hate the fact that you get preempted for college football. Well, that's a fact of life. Well, one of the options that you have is you can still listen to the program. If you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can just go to a different station that's not preempting it for college football and listen there. And to do that, you can find one of the 300-plus affiliates around the country at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You just pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map with all of the affiliates. And when they air the program, then you'll see a list below that you can scroll through and find an affiliate. When they air the program, when they re-air the program, some affiliates pick up the program on Sunday instead of Saturday. So there are all sorts of ways, just because one station has been preempted, there are 350 other plus stations around the country that you can listen on. You just have to do it on the iHeartRadio app. Or you can do it on your computer, too, for that matter. Well, what about any of the real-world examples of climate alarmism? We talked about the commission, like in Phoenix. Oh, my God, there's a heat wave. Yeah, okay, it's August, September. If you've ever been in Phoenix, you know it's hotter than hell in August and September. Well, what about cases of omission, where they don't tell you anything? Like they don't tell you about, wait a minute, we're almost done with hurricane season, and we really haven't had any disastrous hurricanes. Well, it's also true with eastern Antarctica's ice growth. Ice growth. That's largely ignored by the cabal. And I think that exemplifies the bias. There's a study that got very little attention, at least compared to the alarmist reports, on the Thwaites Glacier in western Antarctica, which is often dubbed by the cabal as the Doomsday Glacier, because it's receding. While that glacier is receding on the western side of Antarctica, on the eastern side of Antarctica, the ice is growing exponentially. So this selective reporting is, in my opinion, is truly designed to skew public perception, and that helps fuel the climate industrial complex. You know, go back to Eisenhower. Eisenhower, you know, the D-Day general, the World War II general. What an amazing military mind. You might even say he was a part of the military industrial complex. Yet he had, because of his experience, because of what he did on not just D-Day, but what he did throughout, you know, the Western Front, Eisenhower had the credibility to actually warn us about the military-industrial complex. Scientists today are speaking out against the climate-industrial complex. Those scientists emphasize the need for balanced and fact-based reporting and are trying to warn against the politicization of science. Anytime you start politicizing it, you know, that skewers results. You know, in a totally unrelated example, Bobby Kennedy Jr. Was talking sometime late this week about how much money comes out of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, that go to a limited number of scientists who then pretty much produce studies that are in compliance with the results that NIH wants. Well, the same is true with regard to the climate industrial complex. You keep getting money from the Environmental Protection Agency about, you know, we want somebody to think the grants, you know, we want you to study about the dangers of Michael Brown driving his internal combustion engine up and down the interstate in Colorado. Well, that presupposes that there is, you know, damage to the climate. So they're gonna gear their study to get the result that those who are paying the freight want. But when you think about, and I hate this phrase, but I think it's appropriate here. When you think about our shared experiences, it really does underscore the challenges faced by those who question the prevailing narrative. Those dissenting voices, like I think any dissenting voice, even a dissenting voice that I disagree with. But we're now moving into an age where a dissenter is a heretic. A dissenter, regardless of what the issue is, pick any political, economic, social, international, whatever topic you want to pick, dissenters about whatever the conventional wisdom is that the cabal wants you to think about, well, this is the way, this is the narrative we want you to think. Anyone dissents from that? You're the heretic. You want an example? Look at Brazil. Brazil just shutting down X, formerly Twitter, because, oh my gosh, they were allowing dissenting opinions. They were allowing news reports about what the Brazilian government and the corruption in their elections, and we can't have that. Absolutely cannot have that. You know, as Eisenhower said, only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry. How often do I talk about an informed citizenry? Well, Eisenhower back in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, when he gave that speech, only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals. I would argue this. Only an informed and critically thinking public can ensure that whatever climate policy we have is driven by sound science rather than political interests. Right? That's why we need disruptors. And I think Donald Trump is a disruptor when it comes to this, too. It's going to take a heavy lift. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. If you've served our country or communities, there is a massive benefit waiting for you. That's right, current or former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers. You qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X, the largest online marketplace exclusively for those who serve. Save up to 40% on the most desirable brands. Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, The North Face. Unbeatable savings on the top footwear brands like Danner and Brooks. Men and women's activewear and tons of hunting gear. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. I'll make this simple. If you want to save, you need GovX. Join over 9 million members who are saving millions on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use promo code RADIO15, and you'll save an additional $15 off your first purchase. It's free to sign up. There's no membership fee. You just save. Go to GovX.com and enter promo code RADIO15. GovX, savings for those who serve.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports two astronauts are left behind in space as Boeing's troubled capsule returns to Earth empty.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
NASA commercial crew manager Steve Stitch says it was hard leaving astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams at the space station.
I think we made the right decision to not have Butch and Sonny on board. It's awfully hard for the team. It's hard for me when we sit here and have a successful landing to be in that position.
NASA judged their return too risky and booked SpaceX to bring them home next year, more than 8 months after they launched on Starliner. They were supposed to be away for just 8 days, but thruster trouble and helium leaks marred their trip. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities have charged a 14-year-old boy with four counts of murder in this week's fatal shootings at a high school in Georgia. Mourners gathering last night for a memorial service that aired on WSB TV. Law enforcement continues to investigate what has not yet been determined, a motive for the shooting, and how the young suspect managed to get the assault rifle into the building. Israeli journalist Haviv Redegur says the destruction of Gaza and its own civilian population has been part of the Hamas war strategy from the start.
They built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
Republican Vice Presidential Candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is on the wrong track to suggest she'll implement price controls.
Well, we've heard price controls before in this country and everywhere else. It fails every time it happens.
Vance told the Salem Radio Network Hugh Hewitt show this week the real solution to high prices is to avoid more government regulation. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
Mike Kempen has a report for us on an egg recall that followed an outbreak of salmonella.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 65 people in 9 states have been infected, including 42 in Wisconsin. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. The recall includes all egg types in containers labeled Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there had been 24 hospitalizations and no deaths as of Friday. Wisconsin health officials advise anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a health care provider. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians began selling marijuana and cannabis products to any adult 21 or over starting today at its Tribone dispensary in North Carolina, where cannabis is otherwise illegal. More of these stories at townhall.com. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing mounting questions over his ability to govern after federal investigators seized phones from multiple officials in his administration.
The Democrat, who's already facing an apparently separate criminal investigation linked to the Turkish government, has strenuously denied that the recent searches would impact his administration. But internally, some city leaders have raised concerns that the searches could pose a distraction. And the mayor's foes have seized on the news ahead of what's expected to be a competitive primary election. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI have declined to comment, and the scope of the investigation remains unclear.
As they position themselves for a possible new dome stadium, the Cleveland Browns are going to be renaming their current one. The team recently unveiled plans for a $2.4 billion dome to be built in Brook Park, Ohio. The team's lease at its current stadium expires after the 2028 season. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really am. You think I just come in here and just, I got a bunch of listeners I got to deal with today. No, I really do appreciate it. Let's see. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. You're not doing anything else right now, so just go do it. Quit putting it off. At Michael Brown USA. You'll enjoy some of the snark that's there. Grief. Trust me, there's a lot of snark because that's just, well, that's the way I am. This hour is going to be, I'm just warning you, it's going to be a little convoluted because I know what I want to do for the third hour. I think I know what I want to do for the third hour. But for this hour, I want to get through a bunch of short stories. So this is short story time. You might. So if you're following along in your Big Chief tablet and your crayons, get ready because, well, we're going to draw on every page on your Big Chief tablet. So we had the jobs numbers come out on Friday. And the jobs numbers were lower than expectations by some 20 or 40,000. I forget the exact number. It doesn't make any difference for this conversation. It's just that they were lower than what all the economists expected. But here's something that nobody seemed to want to talk about, and that is that non-farm payrolls, take out all farming and agriculture. You know how I love to talk about trend lines? Well, when you look at let me pull this graph up. When you look at non-farm payrolls and job growth going back to July of 2011. And I'm going back to that date simply because the chart that I found goes back to that date. The point is that non-farm payrolls never recovered to their pre-pandemic trend. But now over the past year, they were at least growing at the same rate as the pre-pandemic trend line. But now that's not even true, because now the labor market is adding even fewer and fewer jobs, especially after all the downward revisions were considered. Remember, we had a downward revision for last month that went back for a little more than a year that said, wait, oh, you know what? We overestimated the number of job growths, the numbers of jobs by a million. I think the exact number was like 890,000 or something. Might as well round it up to a million. They overestimated. Now, if you look at the chart that I'm looking at, which I know you aren't, but let me describe it. So total non-farm payrolls in thousands that are all seasonally adjusted back in 2011 were slightly greater than 132,000. That was the job growth for non-farm payrolls in thousands back in 2011. Now, that chart just trends upward until you get, let's just stop at August of 2018. At August of 2018, the job growth, the number of new jobs in August of 2018 had increased to about 150,000. Slightly less, but let's just say 150,000. So you had a steady job growth between 2011 and 2018 that went from, on average, 130,000 per month to slightly around 150,000 per month. And then you get to, and I just want to make this dramatic, so listen to the numbers closely. You get somewhere between November of 2019 and April of 2020. That's right when the pandemic was, I would say, at its initial height. The trend line in job growth had increased to well over 150,000, about halfway between 150 and 155,000. But then in April of 2020, it just straight-lined that trend line that was gradually going, you know, upwards. In April of 2020, just slammed straight down back to 130,000 jobs, which was the same, or actually less than, what the number was in 2011. And then it began to steadily increase again after the pandemic, and we started, you know, people realized that the government was picking winners and losers. Some employees were deemed essential and some weren't. You know, Walmart could stay open, but your local hardware store couldn't. Home Depot could stay open, but your local hardware store couldn't. You know, Safeway or Publix or whatever supermarket you go to, they could all stay open, but, oh, the convenience stores couldn't. But the liquor stores could. I always found that fascinating. The liquor stores could stay open. The bars could stay open. The liquor stores could stay open, but the churches couldn't. No, because they don't want people having, you know, wine for communion. It was an insane time. But then after April of 2020, the job rate growth trend line starts to trend back upwards. But when you get to October of 2022, if you look at the projected trend line from the pre-pandemic trend, and let's just go to June of this year, we should have been well are almost at 165,000 jobs. New jobs should have been in June of this year closer to 165,000, but instead were slightly below 160,000. Now, that may not seem significant, except that the trend line is beginning to slightly dip again, which means that, well, we're not doing so good in job growth after all, which is why so many people are saying we're entering into a recession. And that's one more reason why the Federal Reserve will probably cut the Federal Reserve rate by at least 25 basis points. Some people say 50. I don't believe that. But, you know, they may drop it by 25 basis points, which, will, you know, I'm not going to complain. I find it interesting that they're doing it in September, just before a November election, but, oh, there's nothing to see here. They would never do anything for political reasons, right? Of course they wouldn't. But here's what I want to leave you with. In August, foreign-born workers, job growth with foreign-born workers was plus 635,000 in August. Native-born workers, or you might say U.S. citizen workers, was down 1.325 million in August. Yes, more than 1.3 million native-born Americans lost a job in August, while those 1.3 plus million were losing jobs that were American citizens. Foreign workers gained 635,000 jobs. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all to see here. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe there is something
now
to see
more
here.
Than ever.
Chuck Schumer, Democrat Senate Majority Leader.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them. Because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here. Now more than...
They don't care about you. They do not care about you. The great replacement theory, which is supposedly a right-wing conspiracy, Chuck Schumer just said the quiet part out loud. Democrats literally confirmed the great replacement theory on camera, and yet some people still don't believe it. Just remember those jobs numbers. Foreign-born workers in August gained 635,000 jobs, while native-born American workers lost 1.3 million jobs. Yeah, just let that sink in. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. So text the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. 33103. I'll be right back.
If you've served our country or communities, there is a massive benefit waiting for you. That's right, current or former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers. You qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X, the largest online marketplace exclusively for those who serve. Save up to 40% on the most desirable brands. Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, The North Face. Unbeatable savings on the top footwear brands like Danner and Brooks. Men and women's activewear and tons of hunting gear. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. I'll make this simple. If you want to save, you need GovX. Join over 9 million members who are saving millions on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use promo code RADIO15, and you'll save an additional $15 off your first purchase. It's free to sign up. There's no membership fee. You just save. Go to GovX.com and enter promo code RADIO15. GovX, savings for those who serve.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you're interested in those numbers that I gave you in the last segment, or you would like to see Chuck Schumer say the quiet part out loud about the great replacement theory, that's why you ought to follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. I just reposted all of those charts and that video so that you could see it on X, at Michael Brown USA. Go chop chop. Go do that right now. Over sometime this past week, it doesn't make any difference what day it was, but over the past week, the former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, along with his daughter, announced that they were going to be voting for Kamala Harris. And they were going to be voting for Kamala Harris because they believe that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to this republic that has ever existed. Forget Nazi Germany. Forget the Japanese in World War II. Forget China as an existential threat to us right now. Forget illegal aliens invading the country. Forget the national debt. Forget just Democrats in general that are truly, truly Marxists. He wants to vote for Kamala Harris. I was so irritated by that statement that this is what I tweeted out yesterday. Let me just read it verbatim. During my almost 6 years in the Bush administration, there were people, including President Bush himself, with whom I disagreed with on policy. And there were people that I just did not like. And I assume the feeling may have been mutual. You know, it is true with any large group of people that you work with. President Bush and I did not agree on every policy, that there were things that, you know, they did that I had nothing to do with, that I disagreed with. But, you know, it wasn't my job or my role to criticize the president about something that wasn't in my bailiwick, or as they like to say in D.C., wasn't in my wheelhouse. It was somebody else's department. I might express that dislike to, you know, the chief of staff or someone else, but again, that's because I could speak freely. I mean, I could speak freely with Bush, too, but it was just that it's just not my nature. Hey, you're doing this, and I don't like it. Well, he doesn't care if I like it or not, because that's what he's decided to do. You learn if, when and if you ever get to work with the President of the United States, you soon learn that he is the boss. And you can offer your opinion, but if he's made up his mind about something, that's what he's going to do. And there were people that I absolutely adored, that I thought were so professional, so good. They were so likable. They were just people that I truly enjoyed working with. And there were people that I just did not enjoy working with. They were just complete and utter a-holes. So back to the tweet. I said, but there were some people with whom I disagreed on policy and viscerally disliked. And Dick Cheney was at the top of that list of people that I disagreed with on policy and I viscerally disliked. Now, Dick Cheney's staff, David, I can't remember David's last name, stupid of me. Anyway, David, who's his chief of staff, Scooter Libby, that name may sound familiar to you. Scooter is the one that ended up being convicted of a crime for which I don't think he was guilty of. I think that Colin Powell's deputy was actually guilty of the crime, but Scooter's the one that got nailed for it. Scooter Libby is one of the smartest, most genuine human beings that I've ever met. And I loved working with him. But the vice president himself was an ass. He just was. He was unpleasant. Many of the things that he advocated in meetings with the president, a lot of people disagreed with him. And a lot of people didn't like what he proposed. But nonetheless, he's the vice president, and you have to work with him. And I know for a fact he didn't like me. So the feeling was mutual. In fact, at the end of my tenure, he and I kind of had I wouldn't call it a knockdown drag out, but we had somewhat of a pretty strong public disagreement over the way he was treating my staff. Because while I might criticize my staff for doing something, if they as a whole did something, I would do that in a staff meeting. If one individual did something that I thought was inappropriate, I would pull that person aside and privately chastise that staff member for doing something that I disagreed with or thought he was doing wrong. But Cheney was rude to probably about a dozen of my staff members. And it was totally uncalled for. And it was inappropriate. And so as he got up to leave the briefing, I got up and followed him out. And I stood and turned in front of him, or I turned and stood in front of him. And I said, Mr. Vice President, those people in that room spent the better part of all night long preparing that briefing. And your wife, Lynn Cheney, who was in the briefing also, she was just traveling with him. She actually read through the briefing and looked through it. You didn't look through it once. You didn't ask any questions. You didn't offer any criticisms, any compliments. You didn't offer anything. I don't think you were paying attention to it. And I really think you ought to go back in and either ask them some questions or let them, you know, offer to explain anything further. I don't need it. All right, fine. You want to be an ass? You want to be an ass, the word I can't say? Fine. It wasn't just that one time. It was numerous times. But here's what has really kind of pushed me over the edge about Cheney. You're going to vote for someone who is clearly a Marxist because you think that Donald Trump, the disruptor, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of, Mr. Vice President? If you think that Donald Trump's the threat to a constitutional republic and that Kamala Harris is not, you've had way too many heart attacks. Way too many heart attacks. There's not enough blood getting to your brain. Shame on you. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control, spending is out of control, and the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
X, formerly Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA. If you want to see the video of Chuck Schumer talking about the great replacement theory right out in the open, it's there. And if you want to see the employment chart, employment number charts, those are in my timeline now, too, and you can go see those at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget, if you want to send me a message, ask me anything, tell me anything, the number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me whatever you want to tell me. So kind of in line with my really bad attitude toward Dick Cheney, I've got a really good attitude toward Emeritus Professor Alan Dershowitz, a former Democrat and former constitutional law professor from Harvard University. I've always liked Professor Dershowitz. And just like I've always liked Professor Turley, Jonathan Turley. Because they are true constitutionalists. Now, when it comes to other policies, they're diehard liberals. Now, they're not Marxists, don't get me wrong. There's a difference between a liberal and a Marxist. Kamala Harris is a Marxist, and we've proven that on this program before. Dershowitz is a traditional liberal Democrat, as is Jonathan Turley. But they're both constitutionalists, and they believe that the Constitution means what it says. And so they're often at odds with their own party, because while they may be Democrats, and while they may be, you know, in support of, you know, some government program that's going to, you know, save society, it still has to meet constitutional muster. And they believe that the Democrat Party has gone off the rails. Fascinating that almost, I don't know whether it actually occurred on exactly the same day or not, but certainly within the same, say, 48 hours, that Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney come out and say that they're going to support Kamala Harris because Donald Trump is such a threat to the Republic. He's not a threat to the Republic. He's a threat to the establishment. And there's a huge difference. As I've said, he's a disruptor. You know, there are a lot of things I don't like about Donald Trump. I think he's a bombastic New Yorker, and I've dealt with a lot of bombastic New Yorkers in my life. You don't think that post 9/11, trying to deal with the New York Fire Department, the NYPD, trying to deal with Rudy Giuliani, trying to deal with Governor Pataki, trying to deal with, you know, the police and fire commissioners and all the city councilmen and everybody else. You don't think I haven't dealt with a lot of bombastic New Yorkers? Of course I have. And I know how to deal with bombastic New Yorkers. And if you happen to be a bombastic New Yorker, well, let's get it on because I know how to deal with you. And sometimes Trump drives me crazy because he goes off onto these kind of, you know, just, here's what's on the teleprompter, but let's just go to a stream of consciousness about some other topic. And I'm like, no, shut up. Get back. Focus. He's like the kid, you know, I've never been a public school teacher. I've been a law school professor, but never a public school teacher. But I can imagine trying to be a public school teacher, and you got a bunch of kids that are ADHD in your class, and they're always wandering off. It's like having Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes in your classroom, right? He was always getting in trouble because he's always imagining things and always going off on things. Well, that, to me, you know, Calvin and Donald Trump are kind of the same people. But I love his policies. And I actually, in other circumstances other than campaigning, really love the bombastic New Yorker attitude. Because you have to admit, he just calls balls and strikes. He just calls things as he sees it. And I think he's been changed since the assassination attempt. So what does all of that have to do with Dick Cheney or Alan Dershowitz or Jonathan Turley? Because at the same time that Dick Cheney thinks that Donald Trump is a threat to the Republic for trying to rein in government spending, trying to improve the health of Americans, trying to, you know, stand up and be a strong America so that our enemies fear us and respect us and our allies respect us, that's what I want. I think that's what most Americans, if you understand the geopolitical nature of where America is in the world, if you understand basic economics, you've really got to be on the side of Donald Trump, who is the head of the Republican Party, whether you like it or not. You cannot, if you believe in the American world order, and if you believe in that, you know, cutting taxes, you know, we have proof from the Kennedy tax cuts. We have proof from the Reagan tax cuts. Hell's bells, we've got proof from the Trump tax cuts that when you cut tax rates, you actually increase the flow of revenue into the U.S. Treasury. Why? Because people have more money to spend, corporations can grow and expand, and when corporations grow and expand, they spend money with other companies or other individuals, and those people now have more money to spend. It's just a growth of the economic pie, something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has never understood, or Elizabeth Warren has never understood, and Kamala Harris certainly does not understand. The problem is that while revenue to the Treasury increased, government spending increased more than the rate of increased revenue was to the Treasury. Trump understands that. Now, Trump sometimes is kind of bad about spending, and Republicans aren't good at spending. When push comes to shove, everybody likes to spend taxpayer money. But we may be reaching a tipping point where that's no longer viable. So let's go back to Cheney. Cheney decides that Trump bad, Harris good. And I'm thinking, you're out of your freaking mind. And at the same time that that's going on, Professor Dershowitz is doing a podcast and says this.
There were no fine people at the debate, at the standing outside of the convention center and screaming, Hamas will win, screaming, we are all Hamas, screaming, there was nothing wrong with October 7th. What's wrong with October 7th? Somebody said. No, there aren't fine people, and they don't make fine points. And so I was disgusted at the Democratic National Convention, absolutely disgusted.
We're speaking with Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Avi Dershowitz. So are you ready to leave the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party. I am no longer a Democrat. I am an independent. I'll decide who to vote for at the last minute based on totality of the circumstances. I want to see how they deal with Iran. I want to see how they deal if Iran attacks the United States. I want to encourage the current administration to support Israel. So I'm not revealing my vote until, you know, maybe November 1st. Great to hear all the information, all the evidence, but I'm no longer a member of the Democratic Party.
When did you resign the Democratic Party?
Well, gradually over time, I think a lot of things pushed me in that direction. Kamala Harris's failure to comply with her constitutional obligation to preside over the Senate and the House joint sessions for Netanyahu pushed me a lot over that. And what Joe Biden said pushed me over that. But I think the thing that really pushed me is how the Democrats conducted their convention. I cannot be associated with a party that features as its speakers AOC, Sharpton, Liz Warren, and Bernie Sanders.
Think about what all those people stand for. Think about what they stand for. Now, those are the people that the Democrats had speaking at their convention. Bernie Sanders, a self-avowed socialist. Elizabeth Warren, who lies about her Native American heritage and is essentially a socialist. Al Sharpton, who is a pathetic racist, and by the way, a tax evader. Have you paid your taxes, Reverend? Have you? That's the Democrat part. That is the modern Democrat. Oh, I forgot AOC. She's just a ditz, but she's a useful idiot and a Marxist also, if not an outright communist when you think about some of her policies. That's the Democrat Party. And that's who Dick Cheney wants in office. That's who Dick Cheney's throwing his support behind. At the same time that a liberal Democrat Jew is saying, you know what, they've gone too far. I can't be a part of that. And so I've dropped my membership in the Democrat Party. And I'm not announcing today who I'm going to vote for. But I bet you a dollar to a donut, I know who Alan Dershowitz is going to vote for. It's not Kamala Harris. It may not be Donald Trump. It could be Bobby Kennedy Jr. I don't think it'll be Cornel West. I don't think it'll be Jill Stein. But it will be either Trump or Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I think because Bobby Kennedy Jr. is telling all of his supporters to vote for Trump, I think that's who Dershowitz probably will vote for. So think about how topsy-turvy things are. A former Secretary of Defense, a former Chief of Staff to the President, and a former Vice President, a former President of Halliburton, and whose daughter was a United States Congressman from Wyoming, says that, oh, no, I can't vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to go vote for Kamala Harris. At the same time that Alan Dershowitz is saying, look at the clowns on that stage. I cannot be a part of that. Man, that's all you need to know right there. Send me a comment or a question. Text your question or comment to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you've served our country or communities, there is a massive benefit waiting for you. That's right, current or former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers. You qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X, the largest online marketplace exclusively for those who serve. Save up to 40% on the most desirable brands. Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, The North Face. Unbeatable savings on the top footwear brands like Danner and Brooks. Men and women's activewear and tons of hunting gear. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. I'll make this simple. If you want to save, you need GovX. Join over 9 million members who are saving millions on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use promo code RADIO15, and you'll save an additional $15 off your first purchase. It's free to sign up. There's no membership fee. You just save. Go to GovX.com and enter promo code RADIO15. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Do me a favor, go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. On your podcast app, whatever you use to download podcasts, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then hit the subscribe button. And if you're so inclined, you leave a 5-star review because that helps us rank up higher in the algorithm and helps us spread the program even further. So you can help me do that. But when you subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, you get the weekday program that comes out of Denver, Colorado, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 in the morning. Plus, you get the weekend program, too. So you get 23 hours of me. Yes, it's a good antidote for whatever ails you. Just do that right now. Oh, I'm talking like Kamala Harris right now. I'm just talking like a good old Southern boy. Yeah. Now, let's see if I can. Can I do the black accent? I can't do the black accent. I don't know how to do that. I think I know why Kamala Harris never talks to anybody. What would she tell voters who think that Trump is better on the economy? Because the polls show us that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe that Donald Trump would be better for the economy than Kamala Harris. I think this is why she hasn't done, except that one little interview on CNN, which was a 18-minute joke.
Vice President Harris, still people believe that he can...
By the way, she's on a... podcast, Junto Angel Baby. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm just telling you what it is.
Vice President Harris, still people believe that he can handle the economy better. What would you say to them that are listening to you right now? How could you change their minds that you could do it and even better?
Well, you should look at what I've accomplished thus far.
Okay, let's do that. What have you accomplished thus far? Well, let's see. The Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed on a tie vote, which you broke. Let's see. Trillions of dollars for a bunch of government boondoggles. Let's see. Though the border crisis, so whether you were technically the border czar or not, you were supposed to find the root causes of illegal immigration, and apparently you didn't even find the root causes, let alone a solution to the root causes. You haven't done squat. You haven't done, well, I can't say it, but you haven't done that either.
The work that I've done, for example, that has resulted in Latino small businesses growing faster in this moment in history in these last 3.5 years, than ever before, has a lot to do with the work that I have done to build up community banks and put more money into community banks so that those dollars can then get into the community and small businesses.
So I've built more community banks, and I've put more money into community banks, and those community banks have been in Latino communities. Really? So exactly how did you go to banking commissioners? Because these are community banks. Did you go to state banking commissioners and say you have to build more community banks, but you can only build them? I mean, isn't this redlining? Look, here's a bunch of white people over here. Don't put a community bank there. Now, over here is a bunch of Hispanics and Mexicans, whatever, Latinos. So put a bank over here. Don't tell anybody, but there's a black community over here. Don't put a bank. Because I'm going to go on a podcast, and the podcast is a Latino woman. So let's don't talk about blacks or Asians or white people. Let's just talk about Latinos, okay? So over here on the Latino community, I went to banking commissioners, and I said, you better build banks here, and then I'm gonna make the federal government put money. I'm going to capitalize those banks with federal tax dollars. Sweetheart, that's not how it works. So you're just lying. Not only are you lying, but you're pretty much admitting to discrimination.
Goldman Sachs, which is a very highly respected financial advisor and leader, has said that my plan will increase the gross national product and the GDP, and that Trump's plan would actually lower it. So these are objective analyses by some of the smartest economists in the country and in the world. And I just have to say this, is that you also have to look at this guy. You know, yeah, he talks about being so rich. He inherited hundreds of millions of dollars from his father.
Wait a minute. We wanted to hear what you were going to do. What? So now you're going to, we're not going to play classism? We're not going to gripe about Trump inherited money? Are you just jealous?
And went bankrupt 6 times.
Not unusual. I think United Airlines, probably American Airlines, they've all gone bankrupt. A lot of banks, a lot of companies have gone bankrupt. Oh, but Donald Trump did, so that's bad.
I think that we know that when we look at somebody who actually has come from a working background and understands the needs of working people, that's when working people benefit. And that's the contrast in this election. By the way, 16 Nobel laureates, the smartest economists in the world.
I love it when they throw out these 16 Nobel laureates. Is that kind of like the 51 intelligence officers that said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? I love it when they come out with these lists of people. I could come up with a list too. I could go find, 15, 16, couple dozen Nobel laureates to say something, if I were running for president, I could get a list. You know what? I might be able to get a list regardless.
Had said that Trump's plans would increase inflation and land us in a recession by the middle of next year.
Wait a minute. I think that's going to happen anyway. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the current jobs numbers. It has to do with the current inflation rate. It has to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve is going to have to cut interest rates. Yeah, I think we're on our way to a recession regardless of who's elected. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Don't go away. Be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital.
over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.